In the fall of 2019, the opera world suddenly lost one of its greatest voices. Soprano Jessi Norman. She died unexpectedly at age 74. She was a perfectionist who left numerous recordings in the vaults. Now, some of that unheard music is being released in a 3-volume set, and our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger, has been reveling in it.
Jessi Norman, The Unreleased Masters, is an opera lover's treasure trove of superb singing. Few voices in history gave us such Grand Canyon opulence, vastness, and color. That's from Richard Strauss's 4 Last Songs. Norman's 1982 commercial recording is unrivaled, but this live version from 7 years later is swifter and benefits from moving that voluptuous voice more forward in the mix. It is bewildering, but Norman never approved the recording. It was to be paired on an album with this, Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder. Listen how she spins out a thread of pure gold on a single word, verglühen, which means fading. Yes, that voice belongs to the little girl from Augusta, Georgia, who dared sit in the whites-only section at the train station and who became a towering figure in the opera world. Jessi Norman was a fearless woman of conscience. She carefully sculpted her career, choosing music, like perfectly tailored clothing, to fit her majestic instrument. Here's a good example. In Ravishing Music by Hector Berlioz, Norman portrays a frustrated Cleopatra. That music was supposed to be on an album in the early 90s, depicting 3 historic queens in music by Haydn, Berlioz, and Benjamin Britten. But Norman didn't like the studio mix, which was corrected for this release. Here she is in Britten's cantata Phaedra as the Queen of Athens, who decides to poison herself to the accompaniment of a creepy harpsichord. Jessi Norman's Mount Everest was the lead role in Wagner's massive Tristan und Isolde. Knowing she would never sing it on stage, she headed to the recording studio in 1998. But the sessions grew contentious, and she gave up. Still, there's 67 minutes of excerpts on this set, including the final glorious Liebestod. Although Jessi Norman didn't officially approve all the recordings in this set, her family eventually did. And for that, we are grateful to be able to hear her magnificent voice soar once again.
The album is Jessi Norman, The Unreleased Masters. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.